Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHP. Nate Bucati, tell people where you're going to be later on.
I'm going to be at a great new place called Hammer and Nails. It's 119th and Row. It is a full-service barbershop, plus it has a side to the facility where you can get your manicures and your pedicures and all things like that. It's a way to get pampered like a fancy lad if you want to.
They do haircuts
and shaves. They've got a full-service bar in the front. They sell memberships there. They're going to have food from Red Door Grill. It's right next to Red Door Grill. They're going to have drink specials from people like Jay Rieger and company. They're going to be selling $100 gift cards for just $81, so you save $19 right there. There's going to be live music there. We'll just be hanging out from 4 o'clock. I'll be there from 4 to 6. The happy hour goes all the way to 9 o'clock. So come check the place out. See if you like it. You might want to buy a membership yourself if you want to make sure you're always getting a good haircut and treated right. Hammer and Nails, 119th and Row. And we're also going to be giving away a free round of golf and some Sporting Kansas City tickets. So you come down, you sign up, you can win something. You can get some drink specials. Check out some food and some drink, and check out the facility. It'll be great.
All right, quit bragging. Next guest, excited to talk to this gentleman who came on the show a lot with us when he was in Kansas City. More than he would like, I'm sure. We would call him during COVID when there was no sports and say, please talk to us for a long time because we have no games. And he did that, and he talked basketball with us all the time. Former head coach of the Kansas City Roos, and now associate head coach at Clemson, getting ready to compete in the Sweet 16, Billy Donlin joins us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm so glad when Jake texted me that the band is back together.
Right.
That's exciting stuff. That's exciting stuff.
Against all odds.
Right.
They put us back together and... not working out too well, but here we are. We're making it happen. But things are going well for you. Congratulations on Clemson making the Sweet 16. That's got to be very exciting. And getting ready to take on Arizona after you guys took care of business against New Mexico, a red-hot New Mexico team. And we all know how good Baylor is watching them in the Big 12. Really, two really good performances back-to-back to get yourself in the Sweet 16, Coach.
Yeah, we played really well. You know, we've got a really good group led by thought he should have been an All-American, P.J. Hall. He's a great, great player, our center. And then Ian Shefflin, who's one of the best offensive rebounders in the league, is our starting four-man. And then our backcourt, Chase Hunter, has been at Clemson 4 years and terrific. He's played really well here in the NCAA tournament. And then Joe Girard, we got out of the transfer portal from Syracuse, an elite shooter, one of the best shooters really of all time. When you look at his numbers, you know, his career 40% three-point shooter. Then we have some depth. We have great length. And then we have one of the best coaches schematically in college basketball in Coach Brunell. So, but it's been a great group. They're a fun group. You know, they enjoy being with each other. And, you know, it's a good time. We're out here in Los Angeles getting ready to play Arizona and excited for it.
And that should be a heck of a matchup. Arizona, of course, led by their conference player of the year, Caleb Love. Maybe just tell us a little bit about him, because that's a big challenge going up against one of the better guards in the country.
Yeah, he's really good. Obviously, we're familiar with him because he transferred there from North Carolina.
Right.
So a great, great player. Can really score at all levels. Can get it to the rim. He's elite in transition. Can shoot threes. With range, but they've got other really, really good players. They're, you know, Love sometimes plays the two, and then they've got Braswell, who's just a big, strong-bodied guard that can make threes, but also can kind of drive you to a post-up. And then they've got Larson at the wing, who's 6'7", great build, can shoot it, can drive it. And then their center, Ballo, is really, really big. You have no chance against Arizona if you don't stop their transition game. You've got to make it a half-court game, and you got to make sure you defend the glass and keep the ball out of the paint. They're one of the best teams in the country at getting the ball in the paint and getting shots at the rim. You know, as a coach, you're trying to get threes and shots at the rim. I think Arizona's fourth in the country at shots at the rim. And so if you don't defend the paint and keep the ball, you want them taking some of those tougher twos. It'll be very hard to beat Arizona. But we've done a good job of keeping really good teams out of transition. You know, Alabama on the road, we beat them in the ACC-SEC Challenge. North Carolina on the road is elite in our league or anywhere playing in transition. And then we had to do it against New Mexico and Baylor. So we've done a good job of it, but this will be a very tall task when we play Arizona tomorrow.
Let's get into the specifics of limiting another team in transition. I feel like you could guess some of the things you got to take care of the ball, right? If you turn it over, that leads to breakouts. But is it about running good offense and not getting too sped up? Are you limited in your ability to go after offensive rebounds because you got to get guys back? What are some of the things that you have to do to make sure you limit transition?
Yeah, those are all great. All the points you bring up are great points. And first of all, yeah, you can't have turnovers for touchdowns. I mean, if you have those, where not only are you turning it over, I mean, if you turn it over on a travel or you throw the ball out of bounds, you don't love those, but you still get to set your defense.
Yeah.
And play 5-on-5. So that's one. And then the other issue is, how do you determine a glass? You can certainly keep people from running by sending the house, sending everybody. That's one way to do it, where they're just fighting so hard to keep you off the glass that they can't get out in transition. There's more risk that way, because if they're able to get loose on some of those rebounds. And the other way is to get back, to send 3 and 4 people back and not attack your offensive glass. And that's always the question. We've been a pretty good offensive rebounding team, but I don't know if we've made a final decision on that. My guess is we'll probably get back and only send 1 or 2 guys to the glass to make sure we're doing the right things in transition. And then, yeah, the last point, Nate, is you need to sustain offense. You need to make really good transition teams guard. Shooting quick shots, unless they're really good ones, is a recipe for disaster. You can't shoot quick shots. You got to sustain. You got to get ball reversal through multiple sides. You know, the expression every coach knows is first side, second side. That third side is the money side. Get to 3 sides at least, and you got a chance to score. And, you know, there's a little bit of a fatigue factor because you're making them guard longer. And they're a team that shoots quick. 65% of their shot attempts happen in the first 12 seconds, which is fast, right? And that's how they choose to play. It's an excellent way to play for them. They've had great success. But one of the things that can happen is if you're making them guard for 20, 25 seconds and they're coming down and shooting a quick shot that might not be the best shot, you know, that can work in your favor. But if they're getting a great shot in the first 12 seconds, it's not going to work in your favor. So that's kind of be how the game goes. Our depth will be important. We'll need our bench to play well because you need great energy. You're going to sustain offense from multiple sides, and then you got to play great transition defense. And the one thing I will say is, you know, some of the stereotype of the Pac-12, if it's not a physical league, it couldn't be more wrong. Arizona is incredibly physical, and I mean that in a very complimentary way. They're tough. They get after you on the glass. They get underneath you defensively. So we'll also need our depth for that reason because of their physicality and how they play.
Maybe people mean that by when they say that they're not a physical league, like, next year they physically won't be a league. They won't exist.
Wow.
If you can believe, I mean, isn't that crazy? Are we even talking about that? There'll be no more Pac-12 anymore? I mean, how many things have changed in college basketball since we've had our regular conversations? And also, like, you've always been open and honest about stuff, you know, with college basketball with us. That's why we loved having you on the show. Like, the transfer portal opening up the day after Selection Sunday. I mean, even teams that are in the tournament, you know, battling for a national championship, have to deal with the portal. I haven't heard any coach say it's a good idea. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's not the best thing. But I'll be honest with you, I might be the first guy to say this, is I don't know if there's a great solution, because you're going to wait 2 or 3 weeks when the Final Four ends, which on paper is a great idea, but now you're going to make those kids wait 3 weeks before they can go in and start moving forward with their life, and then all the coaches that are not in the tournament. Because you got to remember, less than 20% of the Division I teams make the NCAA tournament. So the other 80% plus teams, those coaches and those kids, they need to kind of be able to move forward whatever direction they want. So I'm not as opposed to, it's a bad look for the tournament. It takes its eyes off the tournament a little bit when you're reading, you know, 350 kids went in the transfer portal today. I think there's almost 1,000 already in, and certainly More kids are going to go in this week, next week, as the tournament finishes. I don't know if there's a great solution, though, fellas. It's not a good look for certain. I'm on board with that. But I don't know if there's a great change you could make. Moving it till after the NCAA tournament will be great. It'll keep the focus on the NCAA tournament. But it will cause other kinds of problems for the players and for the other programs that don't make it. I don't know if there's a great solution. I really don't on that.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe there just isn't one, because it's something that we're still learning how to deal with, the transfer portal and NIL and everything else. So it'll have to evolve over the years because it's still so new with, just with the landscape of college basketball.
Yeah, I don't know what the right solution is either, Coach. But I tell you what, it brings me to one of the guys I wanted to ask you about on your team. Because I'm wondering how many guys like this we're going to see going forward when 1,000 people are hitting the transfer portal every year. P.J. Hall's a four-year guy at Clemson. 6'10" senior. He averages 18.5 points a game, 6.4 rebounds a game. And when you look at it, like what he's done in his career, he's just gotten a little bit better, it seems like, every year. What's special about him? And I guess how rare is it to have a guy like that in your program these days?
Well, I think the first thing, it speaks volumes to his relationship with Coach Brunell. If you've seen some of his post-game interviews, it's unbelievable, like the relationship that they have. And that just goes to show you that all that is right with sports, grown men helping young men and grown women coaches helping young women or young men become adults. I mean, that's why we do this. And he's an incredible example of that. His loyalty to Clemson, his loyalty to Coach is amazing. And it's a great story, and it's something that should get talked about more because there are guys like PJ that have stuck it out for 4 years. And Chase Hunter's done the same thing, our point guard. And what's nuts is both those guys have another year, and they'll both have to make decisions. PJ went through the draft process last year, went to the combine, and I'm sure both those guys will make similar opportunities and have to make similar choices. But it's everything that's right in college basketball. But I do think, every sport, you guys cover all the sports, do an incredible job doing that. Every sport goes through different eras, and we're definitely in a different era of college basketball. And I think there'll be another era in the next 3 to 7 years as adjustments get made to this era. But what I can tell you is PJ is a remarkable player. His work ethic is off the charts. He's a incredibly outgoing person. He's fun to be around. He works at it. It's the first time in, I think, Clemson history that they've had back-to-back first-team All-ACC players in the history of the school, I think. Hunter Tyson, who's now playing for the Denver Nuggets, and PJ were both first-team All-ACC. And, PJ finished second in Player of the Year voting behind RJ from North Carolina. So, he's had a phenomenal career and his impact. But what is funny now, I'll share this with you guys, will appreciate this. What is funny about PJ is, I'm driving to meet the team at our airport to get on the plane to come to L.A. And as I'm driving, all of a sudden this car commercial comes on, and it's PJ Hall doing the car commercial. And I hadn't heard it yet. I had to do a double take because that's just not something you're used to, right? College guys doing car commercials and – that's just where we are now. But he's going to have to work on his car commercial game a little bit.
So not great. So yeah, there's room for improvement there. So
Yeah. He's got to get a little more enthusiasm, a little dry. I've been giving him a hard time. He's got to get a little more enthusiasm with it. But, no, he's the best. He's awesome, awesome player.
And to that point, one of the things that impressed me in that win against Baylor, I mean, that game was still up in the air when he fouled out. It was a 2-point game with like 37 seconds left, and that could be a deflating blow to a team when you lose a guy like that, and he fouls out. But you guys are able to close it out, with him on the bench, and that was a big deal. And so, and we're pulling for you because we're hoping you guys get to the Final Four because all of our local teams are out. And so we want you to do well. But that says something about the team, right? When the best player fouls out, and maybe there's some disappointment there, but you guys keep rolling on and able to close out the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, one of the things Coach talked about with our guys after the game, because it happened later. And PJ was in foul trouble throughout the course of the Baylor game. Give Baylor credit. That was something that they certainly attacked. And You know, we need to help our guys more with that as coaches. But, you know, we had games earlier in the year. Actually, at Alabama is one of them where PJ had some foul trouble, and we had to play a long stretch in the first half without him, and we went in the locker room with a lead. And so, you know, Coach talked about that. You know, we have other games that we can draw from where we were in those situations. And that's the strength of our team. We have great depth with our team. You know, Jack Clark, and we also have guys that can play multiple positions. Jack Clark's a 6'9", three man that, you know, in a pinch, if we need to, we can make him the five. And then we can play totally different offensively with him. And we bring in another wing named Chauncey Wiggins, who's also 6'9", with, you know, the wingspan. I tell him he's got go-go gadget arms, but he doesn't know who Inspector Gadget is or was. So, you know, he's another terrific player. You know, our depth is really, really at a high level. But, yeah, we need PJ on the floor, and that'll be a big point of emphasis for us, you know, playing Arizona tomorrow. PJ's got to stay in the game, and we've got to help do a better job of that. But our guys, no question, it's a great confidence builder because, you know what, you know, our three best, most talented offensive guys are Chase, PJ, and Joe Girard. And the likelihood of all three of those guys having great elite games or maybe one of those guys being in foul trouble, that could happen. And it just gives your guys a boost going forward that, hey, we win together. We win with the sum of our parts. So it's a really good group, fellas. I told Jake before coming on, like, you guys, like, on the bus and, you know, last night we ate at Roscoe's Chicken here in Los Angeles. And
oh, yeah.
It's an incredible group to be around. I'm still full from the waffles, but, you know, they're a lot of fun. They love each other. They love Clemson, and obviously we're playing really well. So, you know, you want to play your best basketball this time of year, which Coach Purnell's teams usually do, and we certainly are.
I got to have – that was the first place I ever had chicken and waffles in my life. Probably about, I don't know, 15 to 20 years ago, I was with the KU women's basketball team, and we were playing in a tournament in Southern California, and one of the players on the team, Willie McGinnis' niece, Brandy McGinnis, was from that area, and she took us all to Wasco's Chicken and Waffles. And I think that's actually one of the awesome things about college athletics coaches, when kids get to go places in the country that they never would have gone to before or anything like that. That place is awesome, by the way. That's awesome you guys did that.
Yeah, it's big time, and that's one of the great things about Coach is we always go, we pretty much go someplace for dinner when we get somewhere. You know, we went to a great steakhouse in Washington, D.C. For the ACC tournament. Unfortunately, we didn't play very well, but I think that's actually been a good thing. Boston College really thumped us, punched us in the mouth, and it was really humbling for all of us, coaches, players, everybody. We got back, and we got back to work, and I think that might turn out to be one of the best things that happened to us. But we ate a great meal. Nothing else was great, but we did eat a great meal in D.C., so it's something that Coach always does wherever we go.
Is there any meal or any food in particular that you miss most in Kansas City?
Oh, I mean, you know, the two things we always talk about. One is the cinnamon rolls. I still haven't been anywhere where the amount of good places in Kansas City, the cinnamon rolls are just tremendous. And then the barbecue. I miss, you know, there's so many great barbecue places. I miss Joe's. I miss Gates. You know, I miss all the great spots there. And what's nice is, you know, my wife, Melissa, started her own law firm, Donlin Brand Law Firm, in Kansas City. Her law partner, Nick Brand, and I actually just settled a huge wrongful death case. So, you know, she gets back a lot, and then I certainly come back, you know, when I have time. We love Kansas City. Love UMKC, certainly follow them. You know, love Chancellor Aguilar, love the people, the coaches. You know, saw Coach Posey for volleyball won a regular season title and was hoping they could win the tournament. But, you know, a lot of great things going on there still. Always be a Roo fan. You know, so happy for the Chief Kingdom. I love the Chiefs, but I'm a New York Giants fan. Yeah. I've become more of a Royals fan, but still a Red Sox fan at heart. But certainly follow Kansas City a lot more and miss it. You know, miss it. It was a great, great place. We love living there. So many great people. But, yeah, food-wise, I miss those cinnamon rolls, guys. Like, I can't lie to you. It's been good for my waistline. That's probably been the only positive.
Yeah, we sent those cinnamon rolls to Stroud's over there for the team one day, and I know you guys enjoyed them. And also, the key for the Giants, make Drew Lock, Kansas City native and Mizzou grad, your starting quarterback, and he will take you to the promised land, like Baker Mayfield took the Bucks to the promised land, the playoffs at least. I don't know. I'm reaching, but guess what? I like Drew Lock. And you know what? We miss you in Kansas City. We miss having you on the show. And so two things. Number one, when you get back, let us know. We'd love to have you in studio. And number two, if I'm not just, you know, between me and you, if Jake needs legal representation, you can hook him up then, right? If there's something that ever pops up, we can lean on you maybe?
Absolutely. Right. Jake can always call. Big fan of Jake.
Well, there's a lot of people that are. Hey, Coach, great catching up with you. Congratulations on the success at Clemson. We'll be pulling for you tomorrow against Arizona. Hope you guys make it to the Final Four, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon, Coach.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate you.
That's Billy Donlin, great guy, former head coach at Kansas City Roos, now associate head coach at Clemson, says he still loves the Chiefs and he's a big fan of Jake. That puts him in a big group here in Kansas City.
Oh, man. Yeah, join the club.
Right.
The Jake
fan
club.
That's a big club to be a part of. You know?
And we got an Inspector Gadget reference.
Loved Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, he's great.
You get a bet on Clemson now? What are we getting here? We are getting 7.5. That's the first game to tip tomorrow.
Love it. My dad had to explain to me that this was all a knockoff on Get Smart.
Maxwell Smart.
Maxwell Smart, yeah.
My dad liked that show a lot.
Oh, yeah. Missed it by that much.
Great intro. So,
his niece solved all the crimes. Though.
Who was the bad guy with the cat?
Doctor.
Not Dr. Evil.
Oh, come on, talk through it. Now, don't be looking up anything. This is how you challenge yourself, man. Nothing.
Oh yeah, now I remember.
Doctor Claw.
Yeah, you looked it up.
No, I didn't.
I don't believe you.
Oh, that's fine.
My dad, like, Agent 99. So, 7.5 or not?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
It's enough for me.
You like that?
I'm rooting for Coach. I can't bet against Coach Donlin.
Right.
I'll take the points.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to another old friend, Christian Okoye, after this on WHB. That's right, Jake. Intergalactic planetary. Planetary intergalactic.
Intergalactic. It's another dimension.
Welcome back to the show. Let's say hello to another good friend of the Border Patrol, the Nigerian nightmare, Christian Okoye. Christian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I thought of you last night. I was at the NAIA National Championship, and you're one of the greatest NAIA athletes ever. Right?
Yeah, I saw your photo, man. I said, my boy.
That's right.
I appreciate that. NAIA, got to give them some love, man.
Azusa Pacific was not there, but you know what? How's their basketball program?
They're okay. They used to be good, but not this time.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
Sports in schools and institutions, it would go hills and valleys. You know, you do well and then you don't do well. So, yeah.
Okay, so we have you on to talk about the we've had many fun roasts over the years, the Christian Okoye celebrity roasts. And now the next one is going to be Sunday, April 28th at Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino. But, man, here's the deal. I'm going to roast Daron Cherry, and I don't want to say anything bad about Daron. And I was asking Nate about it. Nate doesn't want to say anything bad about Daron. So is this a tribute, or are we roasting him? What's going on here?
Hey, we're going to do both. If you have some story to tell, tell it. If you don't, it's okay. You can praise him all you want. You know, he's done some great things in Kansas City. His foundation has been in existence for over 30 years in Kansas City area. He's raising a lot of money every single year with his golf tournament. And, you know, this is a guy that came in town as a punter, you know, and ended up playing safety and went to 6 Pro Bowls. Can you believe that? So he has a big story. He has a very good story to tell. And he can go either way. You can praise him or roast him.
And see, I'll tell you this. I think it might have been at the last roast when he was going to come up and speak. He grabbed me by the arm and whispered, "You better not say nothing bad about me." And so now I feel like I don't know if that carries over to this or not, because I love DeRon. But Nate Buchady said he will roast the hell out of him if you want him. He will. He got material, and he don't care. He don't care what no one says.
Look,
is that right?
That's flat wrong.
Do it, Nate.
Christian says,
do it,
Nate.
I'm not saying a bad word about DeRon Cherry. I'm sorry.
I'm going to think of something.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Please. Give us some. We need some ammunition.
I'm going to think of something. I will.
Look. Christian, my mouth has gotten me in trouble more times than I'd care to remember
in my life. That's why we want you there. We want your mouth to get you in trouble again.
Right. This is when we want your mouth to get you in trouble. I got your back.
Oh, well, see, you know what? That might be like the only scenario in which I would be willing to say something about DeRon Cherry if I knew Christian Okoye had my back.
You better hurry up and get behind
back,
him,
man.
You know, and run off the stage before DeRon gets to you. And so if people want to buy tickets or get involved, what do they need to do, Christian?
They can go to christianokoye.com and they can find the Okoye Celebrity Roast button over there to register. And it's like you know, saying it's a lot of fun. People talk about it. And this one I'm looking forward to because DeRon is a good friend of mine, my teammate. And this is a guy that has a story, you know, to tell. So we're going to try to tell that story.
And honestly, we're having fun with this, but that's why no one wants to say anything bad about him, because he's such a great guy and he's done so much through his foundation for the community.
And he's a badass.
Well, that's right. He'd handle you with one arm. But Christian, this will be for your foundation, but also, you know, just honor somebody who deserves to be honored in our community, and I bet there's a bunch of former teammates be lining up to be part of this event, so it should be a great night on April 28th.
Oh, yeah, it should be a great night. You know, DeRon is well-loved in the city and his teammates, so a lot of guys are coming in town, coming back. People from out of town are coming in town to for this honor, so I'm making sure that he's well represented. So I'm looking forward to it.
Christian, as we found out at the last roast, you know, sometimes usually a bunch of teammates that we want there show up, and sometimes some that we don't want there show up also. And just, you know. And then all hell breaks loose. And so, you know.
I know.
Because you never know what you're going to see. That's why it's exciting. It's entertaining.
You're on your toes.
That's exactly right. Well, we'll be there. And, you know, we got to get our man Jake there, because Jake can really, he's got a good relationship with DeRon. And he might have something on him. So we'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
We will. And, you know, I want to thank you for you know, hosting this event for us right from the get-go. And, you know, people love you, brother. And, you know, Nate, too, man. I want you there, Nate.
Right. Nate's going to be there.
Look, you're my coach. You know,
if he wants you to go, you better not say no.
Okay.
You heard him.
I don't. That's right. You're my athlete, man. You're my, you know.
You see, he's beaming right now, ear to ear. He just loves it.
Yep.
Hey, Christian, all right. And we'll talk to you again as we get closer to the event. We still got a month away from the event, but we'll let people know now. Go to ChristianOkoye.com and find out about sponsorship. If you want to get tickets, you want to get a table. What a great thing if you got an office, if you got some people that you want to go out and celebrate with, get a table, have some fun, have some laughs, have some drinks, some food, great auction items. It's a great night, especially for any Chiefs fan at Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino on April 28th, Christian. I'll be there, we'll be there, and we'll talk again more about it between now and then, all right?
Definitely. And also, the money goes to helping kids do Christmas shopping and so on. So everybody should go and register and come on.
Right. Take kids Christmas shopping and get them some presents they normally wouldn't get, and then everyone's happy because that's what we got to do. We got to give back to the kids in this community, all right?
That's right.
You're the man. Thank you, Christian.
All right, brother.
That's Christian Okoye. Oh, now you're not going to go after he says he wants you there?
Look, I don't want to disappoint Christian Okoye.
Right.
You're putting me between a rock and a hard place.
He just said you could pay tribute. You don't have to roast. I'll see. This is what I'll do. I'll get up there and I'll pay tribute to Duran,
and then make fun of
everybody
else.
And I'm gonna look around the crowd, and I'm gonna have at it.
The only roast I participated in so far was the Grunny one.
Yeah,
I felt comfortable enough with Grunny. Like, I know him like that. I can make some jokes. But I made a lot more fun of everybody else on stage.
There were said
than I did
that night that cannot ever be repeated.
That's right.
Fine.
That's right.
We'll take our final break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Ooh yeah. Play that song. Oh, I do. Freed Hardeman University won the NAIA National Championship last night at Municipal Auditorium. I was there. And damn it, one of their starters, Devin Tomlinson, is from Kansas City. Went to Blue Springs South High School representing Kansas City, Missouri. Let's go. And so after his team won the national championship in dramatic fashion, they were down 6 with 42 seconds left. That doesn't impress you, Nate? Well, I'll tell you, it was fantastic. Scintillating comeback, and they win a championship over Langston, Oklahoma. I caught up with, on the floor, as they're getting ready to cut the nets down, KC native Devlin Tomlinson after winning a national championship in front of his hometown crowd. So you're a Kansas City kid. You come back here with your team and play in the NAIA National Championship game. You started. What was going through your mind when you took the floor tonight?
It's just another game. I mean, if you think too far into it, that's when you get in your head and your game and your body and your mind just starts to go against you. So you got to go into it just another game. We prepped the same way for this game as we did the first game. We got ready like we did every game before practice, working hard, looking at scout, getting personnel down, and really just wanting to come out here and play our nose of basketball. I think we did that.
For real, that last minute, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in a national championship game. Try to explain to me what the hell happened in that last minute.
We just didn't stop believing. I mean, there's time on the clock. There's no time to sit down and sulk. The game's not over, and we all knew that. If you look at our bench, nobody's head's down. And if we all were on each other, keeping each other's heads up, keeping each other's spirits high. And with Drew Stutz as our coach, I mean, anything's possible. If you listen to him, he will lead you in the right direction. He doesn't want to lead us wrong.
They shot the damn confetti too early, too. All hell was breaking loose.
I didn't know what was happening either. I turned around and Peyton's shooting free throws. I didn't know when the crowd went to the baseball, went up upstairs. I don't know what was going on, but the job was done. We're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and we're looking to get back here next year.
Hey, you got a big crowd here, obviously. It's your hometown. How many people you have here, and what did it mean to you to win the national championship here in KC?
I don't think I can put it into words. I mean, during my recruitment process after I graduated from Southwest Community College in Crescent, Iowa, all I wanted to be was a part of a team that loved each other and wanted to work hard every single game, no matter who was on the floor. We can believe we can win every single game. I mean, Grace, Elijah Malone, possibly player of the year. And we weren't afraid. We didn't back down from nobody. We just kept our ground and played FHU basketball.
You give a shout out to anyone out in Kansas City that's listening right now?
Hey, shout out to my mom, shout out to my dad, shout out to everybody in the FHU crowd, everybody who watched the game. I love every single one of y'all. And I brought it back home, baby. I brought it home.
Way to rep KC. Congrats.
Thank you.
Freed Hardeman University wins the NAIA National Championship. That was Devin Tomlinson from Kansas City, one of the starters. Nate Bucati, tell us where you're going to be at later today.
I'm going to be at Hammer and Nails, 119th and Row. Come by, get your hairs cut, get a shave maybe if you want, get a pedicure. Stop by their full-service bar at the front. We'll have food special. Well, actually, have free food.
That's special.
Yeah. We'll have drink specials. We'll have live music. We'll give away some free golf. We'll give away some Sporting Kansas City tickets. And you can check out a great new place to get your hair cut. Hammer and Nails, 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight. It's our 810 Guys Night Out.
And a special version of Guess What's in Nate's Pocket take place at around 5:30. Everyone loves that. Everyone have a great day right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.